Jesus, Son of God, we lift you up, we exalt you. May your name be praised, Lord. Lord, we can't wait for the day where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord, that you are God. You are the fullness of the Godhead. The fullness of deity dwells in you. You are before all things, and all things consist, Lord, because of your word. You've created all things. You take first place in everything, Jesus Christ, Messiah. Oh, fill us up with you. Thank you for giving us the best of you. Thank you for making your presence available to us all day. At any request that we give, you'll do it. So thank you for that good gift. We love you. Fill us up. We praise you, Jesus. In your name, amen. Hello, welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. If you're interested in subscribing to these podcasts, you can get these audio booths by going to the search query in iTunes, in your iTunes store, and putting Michael Ryan's, R-Y-A-N apostrophe S, Ryan, booze, B-O-O-S. So if you're interested in that, God bless you, go ahead and do that. Let's jump right into Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit. You will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Friend, being a born-again believer does not mean you stop having a flesh. You know, it sounds, you know, may sound obvious to some people listening, but you know what? We really don't treat it like it's obvious. We get disappointed. We beat ourselves up when we walk in the flesh, when we fall in the flesh. But the reality is that we still have a carnal nature, just as if we did when we were unbelievers. The difference is Jesus. The difference isn't us. The difference is Jesus in us. It's his Spirit in us. So, you know, Paul's over here, you know, reminding, encouraging us, now that you got the Spirit, walk in that. Amen? We have the flesh in us, and our default is the flesh. The same way my newborn's default is for them to just be sinful and just think about themselves and their needs and not anyone else's, and we have to teach them to think about other people and to do good. No different is our default. We have to consciously walk in the Spirit because we're going to be in the flesh. So I just want to encourage you right now that you have the flesh in you, and it's if you're not seeking the Lord or fixing your eyes on him, chances are that your default operation right now is flesh. So pinch yourself to check and see, and we're going to see how you can check and see whether you're in the flesh. Let's keep going. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, praise Jesus, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Friends, please listen closely to this. We are default by nature to go to our flesh. That's it. Our carnal desires. And it's almost like when you see movies and people are trying to, maybe like some kind of science fiction movie or some movie where people are stuck in a dream world and they're trying to figure out whether they're in a dream world or in the real world and they pinch themselves. There's a movie Inception where they do that, where they have this top and they spin it, and that's how you know whether you're in a dream or not, because in reality, you know how the top is supposed to fall. Well, that's what this is like. Okay, that your flesh, its deeds, they would pinch you to realize of how you're being led. When you begin to experience some of these things that Paul lists by the motivation of Jesus Christ, Paul lists these things, and when you experience them, they give you the wake-up call that, oh, you're in your flesh. And it's not so you go beat yourself up now. It's just that you go repent because of the spirit that you have, there is no more law. Amen. There's no more, oh, I'm in the flesh now. I need to be condemned and I need lightning to strike me and I'm not worthy to do anything. No, no. That's the enemy working in you. That's the enemy working in you. You are imperfect, you are weak, and your default is to be selfish and carnal. That's it. If you can accept that, I think you're going to go pretty well. You're going to do pretty well in the walk. That you're constantly under the mercy of God. You're constantly being held by God. Choose to be led by the Spirit of Jesus. Choose to be led. And I spoke about in a previous message that is a gift that he's willing to give you. Every time you ask, Lord, fill me with your spirit. Lead me by your spirit. Fill me with it. Because when you start to experience some of these things, you know, when you start to feel immoral, impure, sensual, when you start to covet things, become idolatrous and start to give into sorceries and anger and problems and jealousy and strife, when you start to feel like you're getting into your factions and your cliques and you're just being carnal. That's your pinch that we can see of, man, I'm not being led by the Spirit of Jesus. I'm not being led by the person who died for me and gave their life for me. I'm not being led by the creator of the universe. I'm being led by my feelings and by my carnal nature. So I encourage you, because when you're being led by the Spirit, here's what we're going to see. As we know so well, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Who doesn't need the fruit of the Spirit of God? Who doesn't need it? I mean, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those things, everything the world throws at you, everything your heart throws at you, everything that Satan throws at you, the fruit of the Spirit is suffice. It's suffice. When someone's being very difficult and hurtful, the fruit of love is invaluable. When you're feeling just so down and moody and depressed, When bad things are going on around you, it feels like the world that you live in is just falling apart before your eyes, when you're disenfranchised, who wouldn't give for some joy, for some peace, for some patience? Amen. People, oh man, you can't buy that. Do you understand? I mean, God is revealing to us something that we can't buy. You can have all the money in the world. You could have all the resources, but you can't buy love, joy, peace, patience. The kind that comes from God, Jesus Christ, you can't buy that. You can't. You can't. So if you're one of those people who you sometimes feel like, I wish I had more. I wish I had more resources. No, I understand. You want options for your friends, for your family. You want to be able to do things, or you may have good intentions. But please just don't let that overshadow the kind of gifts that money can't buy. That really will carry you through. They will carry you through. There are people out there who have all the things that you covet. There are people out there who have those things in abundance and they're still unhappy. They're empty because that's not what gives us our life. That's not what our life consists of. But these things right here, love, joy, peace, patience. I mean, if I just stop right there, that would bless your life, that the quality of your life would increase. But they only come by abiding in the Spirit, by being led in the Spirit. That's how they come. You know, you can't try to manufacture this stuff. When you try to manufacture it, it won't feel right to you. It won't feel right to other people. It will be a burden. I mean, to try to love people who are difficult, that's a burden. To try to be peaceful and have patience when all types of things are just falling out in front of you and you're looking at your failures and your fears are right in front of you, trying to have joy, that's going to sound like a burden. But when you ask the Father to fill you up with the Spirit of God, when you ask to have the presence of Jesus to abound in you, then he will produce it. If a branch tried to produce a fruit, it would be impossible. Can't do it. All you need to do is just connect that branch to the vine. You connect it to the vine, it doesn't even have to think about it. The vine does it for him. And that's exactly what Jesus does with us. You don't even have to dwell on what you need. Just attach yourself to Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, who bought you with his blood, with his life. You attach yourself to him, worship him, praise him with all you got. Even if what you got is a -5, even if what you got adds up to just nonsense, give him that. You don't need to come to God with all the fruit before he can give you fruit. You can come to God fruitless and he'll bear the fruit in you. Come to God brokenhearted and he'll revive you. You don't need to be fixed up before you come to the Lord. Amen. If you are enjoying his presence, well, then you'll get even more. I mean, it's just an abundant life. Do you understand the abundance now? If you don't have anything, he'll give you all that you need. If you already have it, if you're experiencing this abundant life from God, he'll give you even more. This is abundant life. Who doesn't need, when they're feeling bitter, when they're feeling upset, who doesn't need to have a spirit of kindness? Who doesn't need to have a spirit of goodness and faithfulness? Faithfulness. We all need more faith. We all need it. The presence of Jesus Christ heightens our faith. Ask God for the Spirit to fill you up today, please. And make that a habit throughout the day. Make that a genuine, sincere desire. You know, it says in Psalm 34, I believe it's Psalm 34, but it says in the Psalms that, you know, commit yourself to the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And people run with that, like, oh, let me delight myself in the Lord and he'll give me this thing that I need. But can I just share with you that if you are committing yourself to the Lord, if you are delighting yourself in Jesus Christ, your Savior, he is the desire of your heart and he will give you more of him. He will give you more of his Spirit, of his presence. And friends, that is all that you need. Well, we live on earth, Michael. We have all these things that we have to survive on this planet. These are real practical things. Well, Jesus said, your Father knows about those things. If even the plants, if even the flowers, the gardens have these practical things, they're arrayed in all these beautiful designs and colors, and they get food and they get rain, how much more will God provide that in your life? So, you know, when you're tempted to think, okay, that's all good, but I have needs, I need to survive, I just, again, go to what Jesus said. Don't be anxious about your life. Don't be anxious about your life. How about this? Seek me. Seek me. That's what Jesus is saying. I got something even better than being anxious. You know, instead of being in a state of anxiety, be in a state of searching me out. And that's what I say to you, friends. Instead of being in a state of flesh, a state of I'm anxious, I'm jealous, I'm sensual, be in a state of seeking the Lord Jesus for his Spirit to fill you. And he will. And if you fall into your carnal nature, please don't be discouraged. It says in 2 Corinthians that Jesus was crucified in weakness. And that we are weak, but it's the power of God towards us that makes us strong. Please don't beat yourself up if you fall into sin. Sin is not the issue. Jesus Christ filling you up is the issue. Jesus Christ is the main thing. Sin is not the main thing. If you're in bondage to a sin, if you're struggling with a sin, please, I'm telling you right now, don't worry about the sin. Focus on worshiping Jesus. Devote yourself to Jesus. Even when the sin is in your mind, even when the images are in your mind, even when the emotions are in your chest, you just worship the Lord with all you got and allow him to bear the fruit. Him to bear the fruit. He'll do it. He'll turn that stuff into love, to joy, to goodness. I mean, how many times have we fallen into sin and we feel anything but goodness in us? Because we're not good. But when you allow the Spirit of Christ to overwhelm and fill you up, that goodness will come to you because it's his goodness, not yours. Faithfulness, gentleness, and this is a big one, self-control.
self-control. Who doesn't need more self-control? You know, there's so many people who are struggling with food addictions. We don't even talk about that in the church. We don't talk about it. There are people who, in this country, you know, it's mostly obese. And the country is full of obesity. It's not because people don't know. It's not because people don't know how to eat or that they should exercise. That's common knowledge. People actually feel guilty with food. It's because of and these markets, they make so much money off of people. But you know what they're making money off of? The lack of self-control, of the willpower. And let me say something to you, friends. If food and just being addicted to something, whatever it may be, maybe it's not food for you. Maybe it's sex. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's attention. Maybe it's that person in a relationship. If whatever carnal desire is having you just by the neck, can I just say to you that you trying to get the strength in your own, you trying to take it in your own power, it's not going to work. And if it does work, it's only going to bring you just under the law again. It's going to bring you under the law. And what I like about it says that none of these gifts are, they're not of the law, meaning they're not things that you produce. They're not things that you have to try and ascertain. They're not tasks for you anymore. It's not your work to produce the fruit. It's the work of God. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's not your job. That's the Lord's job. Let him do that in you. Don't make it a law. When you're struggling with sin, you go to the Lord and ask him to produce fruit in you. And you wait. You wait for it. You wait on the Lord. You wait on the Lord. But you wait on the Lord by not just sitting in a corner. You wait on the Lord by seeking him, by praising him and worshiping and waiting for him to take over that stuff. Honestly, I mean, that's how you get in on this abundant life, is let the Spirit of God fill you up and produce all the fruit in you that you need. All the fruit that you need. I mean, every miracle that Jesus did for people physically when he was on this earth, it was a reflection of what he's offering people spiritually. I mean, you ever sit and say, wow, Jesus just went and healed everybody who came and asked him. Man, I wish that kind of stuff happened today. People can just get healed left and right. Whoever wants to ask him, you know, to just heal a particular infirmity or a disease, he'll just heal it. That'd be nice. But you know what? It's a type of what we have access to right now. We have access to that kind of power right now. It's the power of his Spirit. It's the power of the fruit. He can produce fruit in you right now, today. I mean, do you know that even just worshiping the Lord, praising him right now, that's acceptable fruit to the Lord? You can't even do that sincerely without the Spirit moving you. Fruit is the work of the Lord. That's his spiritual healing. That's his spiritual work. The same way a blind man can see again, the same way a cripple can take up his mat and walk, that's the same type of miracle God causes to grow in you when you allow his Spirit to produce fruit, when you ask him to be filled by his Spirit. And I'm encouraging you right now, if you want to get out of the flesh, don't fight your way out. The way out of the flesh is not to fight your way out, because the more you fight, it's like quicksand. The deeper you'll sink. The way you fight is by worship. Worship. And it's towards Jesus Christ. That's the spiritual armor. Go look at Ephesians chapter 6. Everything in that spiritual armor is Jesus Christ. The belt of truth, that's Jesus Christ. The helmet of salvation, Jesus Christ. The breastplate of righteousness, Jesus Christ. The shield of faith, that's Jesus Christ. It's faith in Jesus and what he's done for us. It's all Jesus. You've got to put on Jesus. Worship him, ask him to fill you up, and these fruits, they'll be yours. And maybe you'll be more sensitive to one particular fruit. Maybe you'll be sensitive more to patience at that moment you ask. Maybe you'll start to feel a sense of joy. Maybe you'll feel all of them at the same time. I don't know, but just I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to enter into this. Please, when you just all day, make it a habit of asking the Lord to fill you up. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We lift you up. We love you. God, you're so good to us. You give us the very best of you. Your fruit is right here, right by our side, and we can enter into it, Lord. So, Lord, we just praise you. We lift you up. You're so good. In your name, fill us up with your spirit. Amen.